Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House acted in early December to pass a change to the Pennsylvania Abortion Control Act, passed both the House and the Senate, went to the governor's desk. The governor seemed fit to veto this, and you have some thoughts on some of his reasoning behind the veto. I understand that there's some real questions about what was in the bill and what the governor interprets it as. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Senate Bill 3 had two sections. It rolled back the ability to have an abortion in Pennsylvania from 6 months, 6 days to 5 months and 6 days, and it prohibits the dismemberment method of abortion. However, when the governor did his press release, his primary reasoning contained in his veto message was that the Senate bill provided no exceptions for rape, incest, or endangering the life of the mother. And that is disingenuous, it's untruthful, and it can be entirely disproved through a simple reading of the Pennsylvania Abortion Control Act, which has been in law and was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1992. Title 18, Section 3215, Section A 1 to 3, prohibits the publicly owned facilities, public officials, and public funds from being used for the provision, which is abortion, inducement, or performance of any abortion except where necessary to avert the death of the woman or where necessary to terminate pregnancies initiated by acts of rape or incest. Simply, the Senate bill was introduced as an amendment to the Abortion Control Act. Those sections regarding the exemptions of the life of the mother and acts of rape or incest are still in Pennsylvania law, and it's been in law for a quarter of a century. So either the governor is completely ignorant about the exceptions already contained in the Abortion Control Act, or he's just blindly ignoring the law to satisfy the agenda of Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. Regardless, the governor's deeply flawed arguments against the Senate bill cannot excuse his decisions for vetoing the bill. And what he is saying out in public and his reasons for vetoing the bill is simply not true.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.